This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I hope, you know, everybody had a good last few days. It's National Blood Donation Week. I have been working on this for months, and it's finally here. And I was in California, you know, doing some things and you know, seeing some family, and I figured, you know, right before our big push. Don't worry, I didn't drink any alcohol. I ate a lot of meats, you know, because I was donating my blood yesterday. And it was a really good trip. I was in California. It was starting to cool down. It was really, really nice. And, of course, you know, where do I always go? You know, whenever I go to California or if I go to Florida or if I go out of the country, I always go to Walmart. So there was a Walmart in Torrance. I believe it was Torrance, California, so I decided to go. And what was very interesting about this Walmart is I start to see women walk out of this Walmart with bras and underwear and, you know, like, you know, cereal boxes. And I'm like, wait a second here. They didn't look like they were looting by any means. I just saw them start to kind of walk out and, you know, with things in their hands. And I'm like, wait a second here. Maybe because this is California, you know, they're trying to really, really be green, you know, and they're saying, you know what? I don't need the bag. It's a waste of time with the bag. Don't do it. Or I thought maybe they were doing what I do. Like, you know, when you buy produce and you have to weigh the produce and then you get charged with the produce, I don't use the bag because I want to save every penny I can. So what I end up doing is I have all these plums or nectarines rolling all over the place. So when I weigh it, it weighs less and it's spending less money. And so I thought, you know what, maybe they're trying to save money. So I'm like, you know what, it doesn't look like anybody's stealing. I don't have to call the cops. My guess is, you know, and I'm, you know, well, you know what, you know, when you do buy underwear at Walmart, you know, some of the underwear is kind of sexy. You know, so maybe you want to show off. You know, like, have you guys ever done that? You go to Victoria's Secret. And you'll buy some cool underwear, and you're like, you want to know what? I'm buying cool underwear. I want everyone to know how cool it is. So I'll lay part of the bra over the bag. You know, like, oh, I accidentally didn't get it all into the bag. So everybody could see the cool bra I bought. Because everybody knows I wear, like, the Playtex 36-hour bulletproof, you know, peach skin tone color underwear. It's boring, you know. But every now and then, if I buy something a little sexy, you know, like maybe I step it up from, you know, beige to an off-white or something. You know, I want people to see that, you know. If there's a little bit of lace or something, I'm like, you know, I want people to know I'm sexy. So when I walk out of Victoria's Secret, even though they have everything all nicely folded into the bag, I will pretend like I'm looking for the receipt. So part of the underwear just seems to fall over. I don't want it to fall on the sidewalk because I don't know what it landed. But, you know, it just kind of falls over so everybody can see. So that's what I thought was happening with Walmart. But this is what happened. So now I have a whole bunch of stuff, you know, because it's easier for me to shop out of state where less people know me because I'm still embarrassed to buy tampons and, you know, junk food and, you know, enemas, you know, in my hometown because people recognize me. They know who I am. So, you know, I'm trying to be a little bit more, you know, discreet. So I'll buy those things when I'm out of state. Well, all of a sudden, the lady, you know, the cashier goes, okay, that'll be 55 cents for a bag. 55 cents? Well, you're charging for bags? And there was no plastic bags, which I totally get because the environment, that's cool, but there were paper bags. Now, I don't get that. Why? Okay, I understand plastic hurts the environment, but paper kills trees. So I thought the reason why we did away with paper bags years ago, is that why we did away with paper bags? Wasn't it to save the trees? Our Amazon rainforest was dying and we were worried about the redlands and the Sierra Nevadans and all that. And we were like, guys, let's save the trees. So we went to plastic. And then now, so I see a whole bunch of paper bags. And I'm not saying this to criticize. I see what they're doing, but they're charging 55 cents for a bag. I'm like, no, it's okay. I'll carry this all. Now, my husband's looking at me and my son's looking at me. And they're like, you mean we're carrying this all? And I'm like, here, you take that Playtex thing, take those white-colored Hanes Hurwey underwear. Brock, you carry this box of tampons. I got the douche. I got the enemas. I got this. Oh, don't forget the Hershey's chocolate bars. And we literally carried everything out of there without paying for the bag. Now, I'm thinking the reason why they're doing this is not because they're trying to make extra money. It's because they're doing some sort of a reality TV show. You know how people always film us in pajamas going to Walmart? Well, now what I guess they want to do is film us trying to carry all our things. See, Sam's Club does not do the same thing. Sam's Club has a bunch of boxes to the side. So basically you could grab a box, even though it's wide open, and you could put the stuff there. And I just make my husband carry, you know, the big box of industrial strength, whatever, that I buy. But in this particular case, I think they're doing a reality TV show. Now, mind you, remember, they were the ones that first upped their minimum wage. And so we were all like, okay, that's pretty cool, Walmart. They're going to pay their employees more before nationally they mandate it. But I guess this is how they're making some of the money back. They're charging for bags. So I thought that was interesting because in Nevada, you still get to hide everything in a plastic bag. But now they have paper. So I'm wondering how that pendulum is going to, it's going to go back and forth because I personally like to save the trees also. So maybe what I think we need to do is go back to what our grandmas did. My grandma would always go to a store with this big 1960s daisy flowered, well, it was in the 70s when I saw it, but she had bought it back in the 60s, this big daisy flowered bag. And it was a cloth bag, and she would go to the store, and she would put her groceries in the bag, and then she would walk and then take the bus and walk home with her groceries. I mean, that's how they did it in the olden days. You didn't have maybe there were some bags that some of the fancy stores did, but you would bring your own bag to carry it out. So you see how we're going back in time? I think that's pretty, pretty cool. Speaking of going back in time, we have a leprosy scare in one of the Los Angeles schools. We have Zika found to hang out in tears. We have electric fans hurting older people. And we got a really, really cool guest coming up donating his 600th pint of blood. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Science. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, as you know, this week is National Blood Donation Week, and it's a part of National Blood Preparedness Month, and it's in response to the blood shortage crisis that we are seeing throughout the country. I donated yesterday, and I really, really felt good about it, too, because chocolate chip cookies tasted so damn good. But I'm no hero, not compared to this guest that we're having, and this is really, really cool. From one of my hometowns, I grew up in Vegas, L.A., and Phoenix. So from Phoenix, Arizona, and go Cardinals, we have James Van Dyne. And get this, he is going to be donating his 600th pint of blood for National Blood Donation Week. And Arizona governor's office has, in response to National Blood Donation Week, made an Arizona Blood Donation Week. So this is super cool. And here to join us is United Blood Services, Sue Thu and James Van Dyne. Hey, guys, thank you for joining us. How you doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Right. This is so exciting. Hey, guys. So, okay, tell us what's going on.
Well, we're so excited to have Arizona Blood Donation Week that's been declared by Governor Ducey. We have such an exciting event planned for tomorrow. James Van Dyne is going to be giving his 600th blood donation, and that's the donor in Arizona who's given more blood than any other person in our state, in the history of our state.
I'm almost wondering if that's even, like, national. I mean, this is so phenomenal. I mean, James, oh, my gosh. I mean, what prompted you to have such a passion to help save lives such as this?
Well, my wife was diagnosed with cancer when I was in South Korea back in 85 with the military Air Force. And January, she was diagnosed with a tumor, cancer's tumor in her sinus passages on her right side.
Oh.
And Red Cross had me back to Arizona within 3 days from South Korea.
Wow.
And we started treatments for her, chemo and radiation. And after about a year and a half, it seemed to go into remission. But it turned for the worst and stuff in summer of 89, and we lost her in September 16th of 89. And before we lost her, I'd promised that I would do it, try and do at least 500 platelet donations for her. 8 platelet donations make 1 pint. And so I started there in December of 85 doing them, and currently tomorrow I'll have accomplished my 600 platelet donation with United Blood Services here.
God bless you, and thank you for your military service as well. I mean, wow, you are truly a hero. And I just have to ask, what's your favorite cookie? Do you get a cookie when you're done?
Usually popcorn. Popcorn thing.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah, I had the chocolate chip cookies yesterday, and I'm trying to burn them off, but oh, were they yummy. So, Sue, tell us about the event tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow is going to be very exciting. The governor's office will be bringing their proclamation for Arizona Blood Donation Week. We're also very honored that Phoenix Mayor Stanton has also issued a proclamation in honor of James Van Dyne's 600th blood donation, and the mayor's office will be there tomorrow. We're going to be celebrating with Culver's Frozen Custard. They're coming out to throw a frozen custard party for all the staff at United Blood Services and James and the VIPs there. It's going to be quite a celebration because, gosh, if we had more donors like James, we'd never hear of another blood shortage in our state.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I could make it out there because that would be just wonderful to see. Wow. Tell us what's been going on in, I know so many states came to the rescue to help Florida with the Orlando shootings. And United Blood Services is part of a blood systems. I mean, you guys help, so many blood banks that obviously have been struggling with the shortage. How has the shortage been looking like in Phoenix and Arizona?
Well, it's been a hectic summer, to say the least. And we started off this summer in June on emergency appeal for blood because blood supplies got so low. So 1 week later was the Orlando shooting, which obviously, brought about awareness of how important it is to have an ample blood supply at a moment's notice. The United Blood Services Network of Centers shipped some blood. 8 units of O negative came directly from the Phoenix area for the Orlando shooting victim. Then all summer long, we've been struggling to keep up with blood supplies because of the Zika deferral. We're a border state to Mexico, so up until midsummer, anybody who had traveled to Mexico, among other countries, was deferred from getting blood for 28 days. That deferral was lifted mid-July, and we're desperately trying to get daughters to come back in and give now, because, of course, we're in the Labor Day holiday week, which is another important time for extra blood donations because donations drop so during holiday week.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, James, I mean, obviously, you know, with your service, with your, you know, grieving the loss of your wife, you know, for all these years, you to still have the motivation to keep coming back and to keep, you know, being here, you know, for us. How often do you donate? If it's platelets, you must be coming in at least every few weeks.
You can do it 24 times a year, and I've been coming in about every week and stuff. There's a 7-day limit there. You donate on a Saturday. You can donate again the following Saturday, but it's usually about every 2 weeks to come in and try and get 24 a year.
Oh, that's amazing. And how long does it take when you're donating your platelets?
With about a 20-minute interview and process, make sure you qualify, and then it's about 90 minutes normally for a split donation and things where they get two platelet units from you. So it's usually you're hooked up and things about an hour and a half.
And, you know, it's funny. We always joke about needing to prepare. You know, like I was eating a bunch of steak this weekend. You really don't have to. But do you have a little routine? I mean, you know, here you are, your 600th donation. Obviously, you must have some routine. I mean, are there things you personally avoid before you donate? Or is there anything you do, rabbit's foot? It's funny. Do you have a little routine?
I try and do it on weekends where that's the biggest demand of platelets and stuff, so they're ready for the week, Monday through Friday. But normally I take and keep my iron level up there and stuff and things, so I occasionally, once a day, I'll take an iron tablet and everything and stuff, so make sure my iron level's up where I qualify to donate and
that's...
keep my health going and everything and stuff.
I think that is wonderful. How old are you now, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm 73. I'll be 74 on the 6th of next month.
Oh, God bless you.
As long as my health holds in there and stuff, I'm keep going. I'll shoot for 700.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. God willing. So, Sue, anything else you want to share about what you guys are doing down there in Phoenix?
Well, I just want to really just add a little bit of information about the importance of platelet donation and what James is doing. You know, that procedure may take a little bit longer to give, but platelets are the most perishable component in blood and have to be transfused within 5 days of donation. So we often refer to platelets as liquid gold because they're so important to cancer and leukemia patients. But, you know, no matter what your blood type or the donation procedure you're willing to do, there's always a great need for blood donors. Right here in Arizona, we need about 500 people to give blood every single day. There's patients in 64 hospitals depending on us. And if you can give blood at any United Blood Services Center and make an appointment by just going to bloodhero.com, and you can find any United Blood Services donor center or blood drive across the country.
That is so wonderful. Thank you guys so much, and thank you, James. I mean, first of all, James, oh my gosh, I mean, I wish we had thousands of people like you. Again, sorry for your loss, but thank you so much for your heroism, for your military service, and just for your generosity. And Sue, my gosh, thank you, and everybody a part of the United Blood Services team, you know, for everything you guys do. You are fighting this fight every day alongside James. I'll try to come out tomorrow. Just thank God for you guys. Thank you for joining us.
Wonderful. James' donation is going to be between 12 and 12:30, so we hope to see you there.
All right. You take care. Okay, guys, when we come back, the World Health Organization. Oh, no problem. Thank you. We'll be right back, guys.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, we got a lot to cover, so let's get to work. The World Health Organization has now broadened its recommendations about sexual transmission of Zika virus, advising both men and women who have been in Zika-affected areas to practice safe sex for at least 6 months. The World Health Organization says more and more studies are showing
finding that sex may pass along Zika more often than anyone thought. And because of the deleterious effect on the fetus, we need more and more people to be careful. And another study has come out saying Zika actually can spread to the eyes and hang out in tears. So right now what they're recommending is to at least 6 months practice safe sex if you traveled somewhere where there could be Zika. Not if you have Zika, but if you've traveled somewhere. According to the World Health Organization, based on this new evidence, the recommended length of time for safer sex practices for asymptomatic males returning from areas with active Zika virus transmission was now extended from 8 weeks to 6 months, which to me is, I still think, undershooting, because we know that Zika can live in the semen for at least 188 days. So I would probably say a year, but they have to kind of ease into this. They said this is the same length of time as is recommended for symptomatic males. He said the recommendation now also applies to females, whether or not they've had symptoms. The six-month duration of safer sex practice upon return has not changed. So let's say you travel to Mexico this summer. Let's say you travel to the Caribbean. Let's say you went to Colombia. You went to Latin America, wherever. You should be using a condom now for at least 6 months. So until Easter, okay? That's how significant this is. All right. Again, the primary transmission is the Aedes mosquito, as we talked with the California Department of Public Health yesterday. So the primary transmission is that. But now that we know it could be sexually transmitted, now that we can know we could live in bodily fluids, the urine, the semen, female genital area, this is something that could be very, very easily spread. And so a big concern we have is the Zika epidemic in the United States will not so much come from the mosquitoes, but will come from the sexual transmission of it. So that's why there is this big, huge push to make sure that there are precautions. Right now, Zika has spread across much of Latin America and the Caribbean. It's spreading in Asia. We've had a couple outbreaks in Florida. Florida officials said yesterday that they have diagnosed 7 more homegrown Zika cases in Florida, 6 of them linked to an outbreak in Miami Beach. Florida now has 56 locally acquired Zika cases. Congress returned from a 7-week break Tuesday. They said to demands that they need to approve a budget to fight Zika. From what I understand, the bill didn't pass. I don't know. The problem is these bills have so much stuff in it. I don't understand why they just can't say, okay, guys, this funding has to go to Zika. Okay, I don't understand why we don't have that. All right, guys, we're going to take this funding, and we just, you know, and but no, it just doesn't seem to work that way. Huh. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. You know, okay, I get it. Okay, so you appropriate funding, but you got to take it from something else. So if nobody can agree on where to take that from, see, I always thought when I was younger that all this tax money that we were putting into the system, that there were little pockets, little, safes, okay, where the money would sit. And so if, let's say, there was a disaster and the government said, we need to go into this safe and take out this money and use it for this disaster, you could do that. And the money is only there for that type of disaster. That's what I thought we're doing with all the tax dollars. That's okay. I guess somehow that didn't happen, where all the money is in one bank account or one pool. So even though technically there's some budget on paper saying that we have X amount of millions of dollars for Zika or for infectious disease, it's not literally sitting there. So in order for them to use it, they have to cut it from something else. And that's what I don't understand. I thought we've been saving this whole time. Well, let's look at Zika now in tears. They say when an animal is infected with Zika, the virus can spread to the eyes. The genetic material from the virus can find its way into the tears. The finding raises the possibility that people might contract Zika through contact with tears of an infected person. They said, however, much more research is needed to show that such transmission is possible. In the new study, the researchers did not find live Zika virus in the tears of mice. Instead, they found RNA, a type of genetic material from the virus, in
in the animal's tears. They also found that 1 week after an animal was infected with Zika, the mouse's tears could not spread the virus to other mice, but the researchers cautioned that more studies are needed to determine whether tears can spread Zika in people. They say even though we didn't find live virus in mouse tears, it doesn't mean that it couldn't be infectious in humans. So they say there could be a window, according to Dr. Jonathan Miner, an instructor in medicine at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, that there could be a window of time when tears are highly infectious and people are coming in contact with it. So you see, if you see that Zika is in the eyes, and remember, we know it affects the eyes because one symptom of a Zika infection is pink eye, a conjunctivitis. It doesn't cause purulent bacterial pink eye, but pink eye is basically conjunctivitis, and most of the time they're viral. It causes inflammation of that transparent membrane that lines the inside of the eyelid, and that causes, and that covers then the white part of the eyeball, and then in rare cases this could cause uveitis and inflammation of the uvea, it can unfortunately can wreak some havoc. And if it could start to affect and scar the cornea, you could become blind. They say babies infected with Zika in the womb can also have damage to their eyes or blindness after birth. In the new study, the researchers injected adult mice with the Zika virus. The investigators found that the virus was able to travel to the animal's eyes and infect several regions of the eye. They say because the body's immune system is less active inside the eye, infections can linger for long periods. Now remember, some people who were infected with Ebola, what happened? Came back to the eye. So they found that the virus was in their eyes for months. So there's something about the eye that viruses like, and they, you know, may like to linger. Now, that's a problem if somebody needs a corneal transplant. We also need to make sure if people do get corneal transplants, we aren't spreading Zika to each other. So obviously, this is a huge concern. I don't know what the best answer is on how we, put our finger on the pulse of this, but we're kind of losing the battle. Okay, so let's see what's going on with the Zika funding. I want to find out what's going on. We're hearing now in this bill that the Democrats, see, I heard this morning it was Republicans. Now we're hearing that it's the Democrats that blocked the Zika funding bill because Planned Parenthood was in this bill. They said Senate Democrats blocked a $1.1 billion Zika funding bill, which has failed because Democrats objected because of language that would prevent Planned Parenthood from receiving contraception funding. They say approximately 20 million women in the U.S. require subsidized family planning services from providers like Planned Parenthood. See, I don't get that if we now have the Affordable Care Act and women are supposed to be getting their birth control for free. So I don't get still why we're spending all this money on contraception funding if the Affordable Care Act, which money is going to, is supposed to pay for that as well. So apparently there was some legislation on the Clean Water Act. There was the Confederate flag a part of this. And, so they say the $1.1 billion bill remains considerably shy of the $1.9 billion in funding the White House requested to combat the virus and is mostly comprised of reallocated funding from other health programs. So both parties are going back and forth. There's too much. Again, we should have had money set aside for emergencies, and that's what this should be for. And it's not like that. The 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was kind of a concerning study. They said for older men, those who enjoy frequent sex appear to face higher risk of serious cardiovascular events like heart attack, stroke. All right. Then their peers who have, I guess, less activity. Now, I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, wait a second, you know, so my husband or I could have issues. Again, the key is who enjoyed the sex. So my husband should be good because I don't think he enjoys the sex with me. If he did enjoy it, he'd be in trouble. Now, for a woman, they say an active sex life appears to have no bearing on an older woman's heart health. They say an older woman who described the sex as enjoyable, pleasurable, satisfying, emotionally or physically, saw some health benefits. So good. Yeehaw! So we women are good. They say the result for men is indeed surprising for us, given our general assumption that sex is always good for health. According to study lead author Hugh Liu, an associate professor of sociology at Michigan State University, and he said when men get older, they may have more difficulties reaching a climax for medical or emotional reasons. So, she said, this could possibly lead to overexertion, exhaustion, and cardiovascular stress. They say medication and supplements improve sex function. They may have negative effects on their cardiovascular health. They say, moreover, having quite a high frequency of sex may indicate problems of sexual addiction, sexual compulsivity, or sexual impulsivity. They say these may be related to the onset of anxiety and/or depression, which can negatively affect the heart. They said, but at least one cardiologist said he was reluctant to accept the study findings until more research was carried out. The study researchers evaluated survey responses more than 2,200 seniors who participated in the U.S. National Social Life, Health, and Aging Project. And so, I guess participants answered sexual behavior questionnaires. They didn't say none of your business. They actually answered them. In 2005 and 2006, all were 57 to 85 years old at the time of the first survey. Among the findings, older men were more likely than older women to say they were sexually active. In the two surveys, about 70% and 50% of men, respectively, they probably meant women, said they had sex in the past year, compared with roughly 40% and 23% of women. They say men were also more likely to say they had more frequent sex in the polls. They had sex once a week or more in the prior year. I know, guys, 85 years old. 85 years old. So that's pretty cool. They say, finally, men were more likely than women to say their sex was extremely physically pleasurable. Obviously, Corey was not interviewed on this. 36% versus 23% of the survey, and 37% of men said their sex was extremely emotionally satisfying. You know what? Let's get somebody young. Tom, are you here? Tom? No, Tom's probably off having sex. That's, yeah. Huh. Okay, yeah. Do we have any millennials around? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Tom, you there? Nah, he's probably... Maybe that's what it is. I got a question for you, Tom, okay? And I'm glad you didn't hear what we just talked about, okay? How old are you now?
How old are you? 29.
29, okay. Okay, so how do you imagine you being in your 70s and 80s when it comes to sex?
With broken hips.
Okay, yeah. No, but do you think, at what age do you think sex stops?
Depends on if you've got a life partner or not. I don't see myself getting married, so I assume probably not past my 50s.
See, I see it differently. I see if you're married, you have less sex than if you're out there dating. That's what I see.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
As a single guy, let me tell you, it's kind of bleak.
It's kind of bleak.
At least for my generation, because millennials have absolutely nothing to talk about and spend their entire time looking at a phone, not making conversation. I don't know how to engage with that. So,
well, okay. So let's say you were married. How old do you think you would still continue to have sex?
As long as I can.
Okay. Okay. I mean, did you notice your grandparents? Or I mean,
no.
Do you think that's a reality?
My grandparents, no. My brain. And as for my mom, after she divorced my father, she basically never dated anybody until I moved out of the house. So I have no, family ties for any What's the word I'm looking for?
Okay. No. Well, that's, yeah, reference. Okay, good. That's reference. Very interesting. I think, and again, I'm older than you, but we young people here, we're under the misconception that older people, they're done. They don't have sex, they wither away, and it's not. I mean, now that I see my mom dating and my father-in-law dating, and I see, you know, I see all this out there, it almost seems like older people are having more sex than we do now.
Well, and that's because they're not addicted to Facebook, so they can actually talk to each other and enjoy each other's company, which is something I greatly miss from society. You jerks, if you're my age, get off your phones.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. I wonder if that's it. So basically, Corey doesn't want to sleep with me because of Facebook.
I
thought it was because I didn't
Facebook.
Shave my legs.
I can't speak for Corey, but I genuinely feel like anytime I've tried to make contact with somebody or make a conversation happen, they're too involved in Facebook to care.
That is so interesting. All right, thank you for that. Yeah, so you know, now here we're being told that if older men are more at risk for having heart attacks and stroke, if they enjoy sex, how are you, if you're sitting there listening and you're in your 60s and 70s, 80s, how are you supposed to respond to this? Now, some of you will say, well, I don't give a damn, okay? I'd rather die happy. And I would say good for you, but this is what I would say before that, because personally, I think an active sex life is overall related to good health, okay? And, I mean, it's a good source of exercise, so I see it being as a good thing anyway. But what I would suggest is if you are worried about a study like this saying, you know, you are more at risk for heart disease or whatever, I mean, here's the thing. You know, everybody says, well, I don't want to exercise, or I don't want to start running, or I don't want to start doing this because then I'll have a heart attack. You'll have a heart attack anyway, okay? So, I mean, you know, whether you're getting excited, you know, while watching a fight, or you're, you know, you get into a car accident, I mean, there's always stress. So how I look at it is, just check your heart now. Ask your doctor about sex. Some doctors will tell you no sex, but very few do that. If any doctor says, I don't want you having sex, my guess is you're already being set up for some sort of a heart procedure or some sort of a cardiac intervention as it is. So, you know, I would say relax a little bit. They say prior studies, according to Dr. Greg Fonero, professor of cardiology at the University of California, LA, UCLA, says that prior studies have showed that high frequency of sexual intercourse is associated with lower risk of cardiovascular events and great longevity for men. They say, contrary to this new research, studies have shown that a reduced frequency of sexual activity was an independent risk factor for cardiovascular events in men. In addition, studies have documented the risk of cardiovascular events during sexual activity to be low in absolute terms. Here's another misconception. People think you have to be good-looking to have sex. And so when we watch these movies and we watch 50 Shades or we watch, I don't know, some Michael Fassbender movie, or we imagine it, you know, it's like, okay, well, only the good-looking people are going to have sex. And that's not the case, okay? I mean, remember, we're humans. We're animalistic, okay? So you need to, as you take care, you know, as you, you know, ponder your regular health and your doctor visits and your physicals, you need to realize, you know how we want to save money for retirement? You need to realize that you're going to want to be sexually active when you retire. So get your poop together, get into good shape, check your heart, so you can still enjoy yourself. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.